We're back, and we're honored to welcome back to the microphones of Straight Talk, straight from the 16th century, Sir Francis Drake. Sir Francis, you are looking wonderful.
Sir, thank you very much, and it is a pleasure to be in your company.
A man of your age, to maintain your vigor, your vitality, and your enthusiasm, it's an inspiration to us all.
Sheer luck, sir. Sheer luck.
Well, the Renaissance Fair is back, the 50th anniversary of this wonderful event, running weekends through May 20th at the Santa Fe Recreation Area in Irwindale. What a wonderful way to spend a weekend.
It is indeed. Aye, 2 full days of play. We continue through May 20th. You can come at 10 o'clock in the morning, stay till 7 in the eve, 9 good hours of play.
And of course, there are artisans applying their craft.
Oh, some 150 fine artisans there. You may see them at their work, blowing glass, fashioning, corn dollies. This is for your own hand, as a matter of fact. It would be a blessing of the season, taken from the previous year's harvest, carried on the wall of the cottage all through until spring, when it was planted to show the new crop how to grow.
How wonderful. And of course, there is food galore.
Oh, 125 foods to put to truth, some 25 different vendors, turkey legs, beef rib, Cornish pasties. Sweets beyond compare. What did you eat the last time you were there?
I had the turkey leg and I had the corn.
Ah, excellent choices. And of course, good dark ale, good beer, ciders and the likes to a toast any parade that would pass you by.
And entertainment galore, including the manly men in tights, the washerwomen.
Aye, indeed. Great wit and great wisdom. And a jester's cap. I know you have flawless hair, but if you would put that crown on your wisdom for a moment there... There is the joy of a wise man. So indeed, 1,200 players to lure you away.
And 50 years and going strong. Tell us the philosophy of the fair. Springtime is here.
Springtime is here indeed. Originally, it was begun by the Patterson family as an educational tool to try to bring to life the lessons of history 50 years ago. And it is an original California art form. All of that began here in Southern California 50 years ago. There are other Renaissance fairs throughout the nation, but all of them are the very ones that began here.
And Sir Francis, you are part of the court of Queen Elizabeth.
Ah, the court is of Her Majesty, and of course, the Queen herself comes at the very front gate at 10 in the morning. To be ruled by a woman, you know the joy there.
I'm learning. And one of the crowd's favorites, of course, is the Royal Joust.
The Joust. Oh, indeed. As we always have done for the 15 years, I must put this sword in your hand. Of course, you may see the blacksmiths working there. And there at the great joust, men in 80 pounds of armor riding at each other with a full gallop, trying to unhorse the other man and then do everything they can to win the day. Much like politics, if I may say.
Yes, indeed. I love that term, unhorse.
Unhorse.
That is the term.
Indeed. And there's no artful way to foul from the back of a galloping horse.
Well, Sir Francis, you love this work, and it's not work. And so many of the attendees at the fair not only are in costume for the fair, but all year long, they continue to meet in various troops. Tell us about that.
Indeed, they are organized as guilds, and of course you may see their daily life. You can go down to the clan and see how the Scots and the Irish and the Welsh and the likes would have lived 400 years ago. You can see them at their daily life. So it is as if you have stepped into history's page and all of it has come alive around you.
And Sir Francis, you've been good enough to come down and be our guest for at least the last 15 years. And the fair has been there 50 years.
50 years indeed, an amazement. I have been 45 years with the fair. I'm a very slow study.
Well, you age beautifully and you are timeless in your enthusiasm for the character that you portray. In fact, like in Man from La Mancha, you are that character. You are not portraying Sir Francis. To me, you are Sir Francis.
Well, thank you, sir, and I am surrounded by an entire village and a court, as you did say, of people who have come alive for that day of play.
Well, let me make a suggestion. If you have not been to the fair, treat yourself to the fair. This year, it's their 50th anniversary, all kinds of special things. We'll put the telephone number, we'll put the website up at the end of the segment. It's in Irwindale. It's just about 25 minutes away from Long Beach. It's at the beautiful Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area. You'll meet Sir Francis. If you see him, please tell him that you saw him on Straight Talk. It's our 20th anniversary, but it's the fair's 50th anniversary. And of course, it's been 500 years from Elizabethan time. So make a date to go to the fair. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
Continuing this great conversation with Sir Francis Drake, I learned that there's a school day, Sir Francis, on April 27th when school kids are invited.
Some 8,000 students from throughout the Southland will join us on a Friday for an entire day of the fair. Cast members will be there, the Queen herself, and it will be an opportunity for them to step into the 16th century and learn a bit about their daily life hundreds of years ago and how they would have lived.
And there are weddings at the fair, and you use the term hand fasting. Tell us about
that. Hand fasting. If you live in a small village too far from the cathedrals or the churches, you could stand up before the village, hold hands. They would wrap a ribbon around your wrists. Blessed be the tie that binds. You would proclaim before the village that you would live together as husband and wife for a year and a day. Then either one of you could walk away. Hand fasting, almost a trial marriage of the 16th century.
How wise they were back then. Sir Francis, we'll give you a minute to say whatever you want to our audience, and I'll say see you at the fair, but go ahead.
Oh, do come early with good appetites for the day and decent shoes as well. There are 12 stages, 21 acres there. Put your hand to the games there, the throwing of knives and axes and javelins, the firing of cannons and pistol bows. It's a chance that day to really become a part of the play. A good number of our people come in costume, and of course you can rent costumes there, buy beautiful clothing at the fair, but it is a chance to let your fancy free.
Sir Francis, always a pleasure. Celebrate spring. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for joining us.
God save the Queen, sir.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.